Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Spring is upon us, and as we begin to shed our heavy coats and sweaters, many are also trying to shed a few extra pounds as well. Americans spend billions of dollars each year on the weight loss industry. This includes diet plans, weight loss products, nutrition counseling, fitness trackers, diet foods, and low-calorie beverages. Many are looking for the next diet craze or something to just jumpstart their weight loss. But these fad diets are often non-scientific with unproven claims. Keep in mind that supplements are not regulated by the FDA, so we must make informed decisions for ourselves and our families. Don't forget the age-old lesson. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Fortunately, the Federal Trade Commission works to protect consumers and promote competition. They continue to focus on the deceptive marketing of health-related products and weight loss claims aimed at the American people. For an interesting read of their annual highlights, visit their website at ftc.gov. Before you buy into the latest craze, keep an eye out for these quote-unquote red flags. Does the diet hold promise of a quick fix or claims that sound too good to be true? Maybe there are statements that are refuted by reputable scientific or professional organizations. There could be anecdotes or testimonials by celebrities or secret cures. It could appeal to vanity or use scientific jargon like clinically proven. Other diets may promote weight loss with little or no physical activity recommended. They may emphasize a single food or nutrient or eliminate entire food groups. Others may promote miracle foods or a list of good and bad foods. You may be considering one of the many fad diets out there, but before you do, look out for these red flags. Being your own diet detective can save you a lot of frustration and money in the long run. We talked about healthy shifts last month, so focus on these to create a balanced eating pattern that is manageable long term. So where can one go for reliable health information? The internet can be a great resource that is quick and easy to use. You can find breaking nutrition news, healthy recipes, and sound nutrition advice. However, like other media outlets, the web can also be crowded with misinformation and poor nutrition guidance. So how does one begin the search for credible nutrition information? When using online search engines, remember that the first websites to be listed may not be the most reliable. Look for websites with .edu or .gov domains for the least biased information. Websites with .com are the least reliable and are often trying to sell you something. Here are three tips for you to be a whiz on the web. Number one, look for a contact address, phone number, or email if you want to talk or write directly. Credible, qualified nutrition experts will generally provide a means to be reached. Some will even offer a question and answer blog or chat room. Number two, some websites will have links to other online sites, which may have supporting data. Check these websites for credibility. And number three, look to see when the website was last updated. A reliable website is updated often in order to offer the most current advice. It's okay to have some skepticism when reading and hearing nutrition and health information. You shouldn't settle for untrustworthy advice. There are many reliable resources, including professional associations, health agencies, government agencies, local hospitals, public health departments, and of course, University of Illinois Extension. For a recording of today's episode and a list of reliable resources on health-related topics, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.